Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Good things are ahead of us. And as we go forward in the knowledge of Lot, in the knowledge of God, we're going to find that God keeps his word. That great things are in store. And we're going to see him mightily move. All those that take him at his word and obey him, they can't see the end result, but they have begun a work that will be continued, and they're going to see God move in mighty ways. The last few broadcasts we talked about how God, when you seek him, when you're on track with seeking him and taking him at his word, you become a candidate to learn things you normally couldn't learn. You're going to see things you normally couldn't see. And you're going to experience wonders that are great. And I don't say these things lightly, because the things of God are holy. And God is holy. And he does wonderful works of love. Everything he do is from the motive of love. Everything. Even the judgment. See, judgment has to be done as well. That's the backbone side of love. That's the part. If you let sin run rampant, it's like a doctor not cutting out all the cancer. Now, people think that when God do judgment, he's in a mode of hatred, but he's not. He has to destroy sin. Now, if the doctor knew that he was leaving cancer in the body, he know the cancer will grow and be a problem later if they don't get it all. So they do their very best to get it all. And they try their best not to leave a trace of cancer in your body. And when God comes back, he's getting rid of cancer, which is sin. Now, Daniel prophesied that there would be an end to sin. And Jesus Christ solved the sin problem. So what I'm saying is, the judgment side of God is also the loving side of God. And he gave us a time frame to repent and leave our sins alone. He gave us grace, a grace of time to repent. Now, in Revelation, we covered recently that when he talked about Jezebel, he gave her, as evil as she was, the Jezebel of, which is worse than the first one. See, the first Jezebel, she didn't have a reference for her evil and what it would do, but she did evil because she was, you know, a candidate of Satan, somebody Satan just greatly persuaded. And she was hateful. She hated the ways of God. And she urged her king to be evil. She urged her husband, who was Ahab, the king, to be evil. And she was a daughter of another satanic king. So we bear children after our kind. And she was born after her kind. After his kind, after her daddy's, her parents, she was a product of them and her country, wherever she came from. But God gave the second Jezebel in Revelation a space of time to repent. Or judgment will follow. So everybody has a chance to be holy. The time of grace that we enjoy right now. Every day we wake up before the rapture, we're in the days of grace. We're in a dispensation of time called grace. And God is having grace on mankind. He's given us grace. And mercy. And we don't deserve any of it. We don't deserve his grace and we don't deserve mercy, but he gave it to us. And if we use the grace of God faithfully,
we can override the darkness of this world and go forward. If we use the grace of God, if we receive salvation, and we receive the ability to become the sons and daughters of God, and we operate according to the Word of God and use the authority God gave us, then we have a chance to live a holy life, a thriving holy life, a blessed life. The kind of life that God can use and bless His people with. God can bless others with your life as you take Him at His word and trust Him. But when people decide, I'm not going to do it God's way, I'm going to do it my way, every day they wake up, they're doing it their way. They're wasting the grace that God has given them. And they don't believe on the Son of God. And they are contrary to salvation. And they are part of the problem. And systematically, we all must give an account for what we do in this life. And if he's forgiven us, if he's forgiven you, then you got to forgive others. He forgave me, and I'm willing to forgive all men of all things. Now, in the last broadcast, we ended talking about how it's important to make sure that we forgive every soul, even the politicians we don't even know. People get offended at what they do, but they're just people. And it's better to forgive them for your sake than to hold grudges against them and not be forgiven of your sin. Everybody, even a crooked politician, you got to forgive folks. They're going to offend you. That's a given. That's just the way it is. Satan is out there stirring people up. If you're going to be mad at somebody, be mad at what he's doing and the way he's deceiving people. The Word of God said, be angry and sin not. And people are going to do you wrong. Anybody can do you wrong, no matter who. They shouldn't. Teachers can do you wrong. Counselors, judges. Anybody can be wrong and do things the wrong way. But we have to forgive if we're going to thrive in life. Because if we forgive, we keep the power God gave us. See, the wisdom of God, we receive it. We receive his guidance and his wisdom. We receive his love. And we operate in it. And we access it by love. And faith works by love. So we forgive because we love. See, when we focus on the Lord, we receive his guidance, his strength, his wisdom, his ability to love others, that unfeigned love that is so valuable to us. And, you know, you don't have to get disappointed at the offenses that people bring, because the love of God in you can override all that and take you to a greater place of life. See, we're righteous because we believed on what Jesus did for us. We received it by faith. You have to receive salvation. And the only way to receive it is by your faith. And the Lord designed it that way. Only those who appreciate life will receive life. Only those who appreciate and value what God did will receive it. Now, those that love the world, sin will harden their heart and they are rejected. Even people who receive it, if they love sin more, they'll go right back to their dog vomit and cherish it more than the blood of Jesus, and they'll die in their sins. So it's important to know these things, and I desire to do everything I can to encourage every soul I encounter to take God at his word. And that's what I want my whole life, all of it, to represent. I don't want to do anything that'll make a person stumble. I don't want to do anything that will seem to give people an excuse against God. And I don't even know how to do all that. But if I look to the Lord, I can walk on water. If I look to the Lord, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I can learn the necessary things I need to know to get the job done. Because God loves every soul. And somebody say, is it worth it to go through all that trouble to be a blessing to somebody that don't even like you? If I can get a man say he can like me later, I don't depend on people to like me right now. Because sin is out there. Even if they did like me, I wouldn't trust it like I would if there was no sin out there. And I thank God for people who do like me. And I want people to like me just like anybody else. But when you add up all the facts, it's just not likely that people are going to like you. Especially when you're doing it God's way. And they've been groomed to believe against all this. Because that's the persuasion of the world. Now, I don't believe in underestimating anybody's potential to be good or evil. Because sometimes the people that you think won't do you harm will. But I don't expect it. I expect the best from people. And when people do right by me, I thank God for it. And if people do wrong by me, I'm willing to forgive them and forget it. And go forward doing the things of God anyway. Because God is good to me. He taught me how to love him. And if I love him, I love his people. If you love his people, you do love him. So love is very important. And Apostle John ended in his final days, he encouraged people to love, to walk in love. See, that's the only way to fulfill the law, is by walking in love. That's the only way to receive grace, by walking in love. Light is valuable when you're attracted to it. When you have light in you, you value light. You want what's right. You don't want the dark things of this world. It's infection to you. It's a problem. And you want to do things the right way. You want to do things that please God. When that becomes valuable, then you're on a greater path for greater things. And the people that God will use mightily are those who take him at his word, hear him out, and obey him. Just a man doing the right thing in his neighborhood, living a pure life. His neighbors see him taking his family to church. And he's doing things of God. He's doing what he should do. Things may not be like he wants them to be, but he does what's right anyway. And when you do good towards people, that people they'll usually misunderstand it and talk about you. But do what's right anyway. And when people know that you're kind and you're willing to be a blessing to them, they'll try to use you, but be a blessing anyway. And when you're serving God and things look like it's breaking down and going wrong, serve God with all your might anyway. That way, when you look unto Jesus, you see past all the illusions of this world. To you, the worst things that can happen is just an illusion. That's just Satan's work. You rebuke him, you stop him, you keep going. And when people do you wrong, you don't have to make a big deal out of it every time somebody treats you unfairly. Just do what's right in your power and believe God for the best and keep going. And when you believe God, you're going to receive a chance to thrive in this life. Now, one of the books of the New Testament talks about when we suffer for wrongdoing. But when you do what's right, you suffer for what's right. You do what's right and people speak evil of you, do you wrong. It encourages you to take it patiently. It's not the end of the story. That's just desperate Satan in action and people who are deceived by it. But we want to save the people that's deceived
and we'll stop the work of the devil. You have to fight him back. You have to tell him what he can't do in your life. And he'll obey you, because he'll be happy to obey you when you speak the name of Jesus. Because he gets hurt when he messes with God's people and they speak the name of Jesus. He'll rather leave you alone and stop it than bother you some more when you take authority over. And then you'll live and do what's right in the sight of men anyway. And they'll trust your sincerity. They'll trust your faith. You'll have rapport with them. And when they get in trouble, which they're going to get in trouble, because that's what happens when people trust darkness. They always, 100% of the time, get in trouble. And they're not going to like it, and they're going to want out. And when you live the life before them, they're going to come to you. They're going to throw their pride to the side, and they're going to ask you questions. And they're going to want help. And when they see what, and when they taste and see that the Lord is good, they're going to leave this world alone, because they love the light of God more than they love the darkness of this world and the pleasures of sin. See, the pleasures of sin don't, it's not, it doesn't last. At first it's exciting and you feel euphoric, and then you start feeling guilty. And if you keep on doing it, you get trapped by it. And you'll find yourself, you can't stop. You wish you could just stop doing this evil. And you can get to a point where you don't even, it's boring and it's not even enjoyable anymore. But it can cause you to be so weak you don't have the strength to quit. So it's important to leave it alone for your sake. And remember, God's love is towards us. He tells us what not to do so that we don't have to go through unnecessary misery. It's wonderful if a person can just trust what I'm saying and never go back to the evil way. Or whoever teaches you against the evil way, if you could trust them and leave it alone, there's going to be some misery you're going to miss out on. And if you really want to know what would have happened if you continued, because sometimes people don't learn unless they get in a ditch. You don't have to get in a ditch. You can just ask the Lord to show it to you. And you'll be surprised where he can help you understand without going through a misery that's hard to forget about. Some people have done things and they hate it and they can't go back. And they live with a deep cut misery. They married their childhood sweetheart. They married the woman of their dreams. And they flirted with another woman and messed up their good marriage. And then the woman of their dreams is gone and remarried. And they got deep wounds. They miss her. They wish they didn't do that. They wish they didn't listen to the devil. Their children live on the other side of town, and they're sad because they know it was their fault. It's hard enough to go through something like that and it wasn't your fault. And it's even worse when it is your fault. And that's a misery that you don't have to go through. It's a misery. So the best thing to do is obey God in the first place. The Lord don't want to see people go through disaster. Nobody. And people have it in their mind, if I like a person, I feel sorry for them. If I dislike a person, I don't care how they feel. But that's not how God is. God loves everybody involved. He loves the sinner. He loves the Christian. He loves the people that's doing you right. He loves the people that's doing you wrong. He cares about everybody. And he knows what they could be. And he would rather see them redeemed than damned.
And some people don't even value their own life. And when you value them, it can help them snap out of the world system. Jesus said, be kind to all men. When I learned to love people, I learned to treasure people. And and sometimes in people's presence, I can tell they feel like I think I'm better than them. Or they say, well, he probably wouldn't want to spend time talking to me because I do this and that. But I like to represent God. I'm here to represent God. You don't have to be an angel to be saved. You have to be a man that wants to be saved to be saved. You have to be able to take God at his word. Do you want change? If you want to do better, God can help you. But when they stay in their sin and they opt out of salvation, then they become part of the problem. And many people are wounded. There are many people out there because they run into the wrong preacher. They went to the wrong church. They got hurt. And the devil he'll use anybody that'll let him. And there are people out there that once were on fire for God, they went to church, they got hurt, they left. They got disconnected from what made them strong in the first place. They didn't know what to watch out for. And they got caught up in the world again. It's like a bug getting caught up in a spider's web. And they wish that they could believe God again. But their eyes was on the people and not him. And they never got enough root of the word in their heart to stand. And some people are wise. They see things for what they are. And they can see disaster forming. And they stop going to church. But they don't stop loving God. But the wisest people find a good church and keep going to church. And they find people that will, they find a greater network of people that really love God. And some people overlook the problems they see and they keep going to the same church. See, people do different things for different reasons. And they don't let a crooked or a bad preacher or a bad congregation deter them from God's word. They'll keep going to the same church even though that's not a good place. Even though they don't do things that's in their heart, and it grieves them, but they keep going. But it's wiser to take your family to a good church, because you want people to see the man of God being a man of God, and the women of God being women of God, and doing what's right, and having that on fire love for God. That's what I wanted my children around, people that were on fire for God, not just people who went through the motions. It doesn't bother me if people struggle as long as they keep on going forward. Because people have struggles, and you can learn to deal with them. You can learn to overcome them. The people don't have to be perfect, but their heart has to be right with God. I'm not talking about compromises. People who are compromised, they blend the word with the world. And they think the world's all right. And God is so gracious that he won't cut all the cancer out. And he gonna get rid of all that cancer. Either you're on his, either you're in the kingdom of God or you're not. And people who compromise with the world, that's lukewarm. If they don't leave the world alone and disconnect from it, God gonna spit them out. He gonna let them have their own way. Whatever they love the most, that's what they'll end up doing. They'll either learn to love God's word and do it and leave the world alone, or they'll love the world and keep on compromising, and it'll harden their heart and they'll end up lost. Now, God never changes in his ways.
And we have to believe that just like he loves us, he's going, and he put everything in place for us to thrive in his ways and in life. He designed us to thrive in living a holy life, doing what's right, loving what's right, understanding him. He's going to bless you in every way there is. He gave us too much to do too little. There's not a problem we can come up with that his word can't solve. And the Holy Spirit will help us understand what to do. He'll guide us in all truth. And we will find ourselves living and thriving in this life, representing him. Even while the world is trying to stop everything that we do. But those who love God, they know what I'm talking about. As you continue, you're going to find yourself having more and more confidence in the living ways of God. You're going to see him move mightily. It will surprise you sometime, and it's going to bless you every time. But the wickedness of this world, as I learn his love, I hate the things of Satan. I hate the things of the world. I don't want to see God's people be miserable. I don't want to see people hurt that could be blessed. And if we don't do our part, we always end up in war. See, worldly living eventually creates a war. It gets way out of hand. And a lot of people die in war. It'll leave a scar on you that you'll wish you could get rid of. Most people that went through World War I, World War II, Vietnam, they don't want to talk about it. The Korean War, they don't want to talk about what they saw. They saw a horror movie. They'd probably pay $1 million if they could just forget about it. And the war movies, it don't cut it, it don't do it justice. That's what they saw is much more graphic than what the war movies portray. So the things of God can stop all that. It can take us to a greater place. It can bless us in greater ways. And it can help us to go forward and understand the kindness of God. But remember, God is loving, and his love runs so deep. Everything he do is out of love. The way he structured things. And the way he made everything is because of his great love. He knew that we would have problems. And he even created bugs to show us a better way. We can see what animals and creation does. And we can see what's wrong with some concepts that we have. And we can see a better way than what we expected, even through creation. All creation has a part to play. When we see the animals act silly and do foolish things, you know, like a squirrel, as acrobatic as they are, when they see our car, they panic and they stand right in the middle of the road. And they don't know what to do. That's to let us know that we don't have to. We can learn that we don't have to panic under pressure. You go one way and out of danger. You run out of danger. You don't stand there and let it seduce you. The Lord loves us, and he give us things to help us understand. He show us truths in many ways because he loves us. All creation points to God. We see the trees all the time raising their hands to the sun. Just like they're trying to get the nutrients from the sun. They grow when they want their leaves to be in the presence of the sun. which represent us raising our hands to the Lord. We grow when we worship God from the heart. Just like the trees, they raise their hands to get more sunlight. We have all these wonderful visuals of the reality of God and how He reaches down to bless us, how He walks with us. He lives inside us. He's a blessing. And when we receive His love, and we can enjoy His kingdom. His kingdom is good. It's not evil. It's good. Real good. And God has so much to say. Everything He do is love based. Everything. Everything. So He can be trusted. And when you love God and you take Him at His word, you know, you just can't get any better than that. it's gonna take you forward. He will never fail you. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. He will bless you. He will surround you with His love. And He'll give you all the wisdom you can receive. And He don't put a limit on it either. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you. And Jesus truly is our Lord.